welcome to the Flamroos Cycling Podcast, Episode 7. This week we go over the European Championships and the World Championships. Anyway, let's get along with the episode. We'll start with the European Championships. It's a little overdue, but I want to do them together because it would make a slightly longer episode, and it's easier for me. The European Women's Elite Time Trial winner was Marlen Rusa. The Men's Time Trial winner was Stefan Kung, who managed to repeat his title and managed to beat Filippo Ganna by so close it was. Which I thought was very impressive. I thought Filippo Ganna had it in the bag, but he didn't, clearly. The Women's World Championship, the European Championships, winner was Ellen van Dijk, who I thought was amazing. She won both the European Championships and the World Championships, like 2 weeks after each other. The men's European title went to Sonny Colbrelli from Italy, who won the race in a two-up sprint. In a two-up sprint, and he managed to beat Remco Evenepoel on the line. I think once it got down to the two of them, and Remco Evenepoel wasn't able to break away from the two of them, I feel like there was only one result possible. Sonny Colbrelli is the more powerful sprinter. But I think Remco Evenepoel will be happy with the second place. And he always has time to go again next year and try again. So that's the European Championships wrapped up. And now time to go over to the World Championships. And now for the Men's and Women's Road World Championships. We'll go in the order which they happened, because that makes life easier for me and for you to keep track. The UCI World Time Trial Junior Women's category was won by Alenka Ivanchenko from Russia. The Men's Junior World Time Trial Champion was Gustav Wang, who came 20 seconds ahead of Joshua Tarling and 29 seconds ahead of Alex Seagart. The men's under 23 time trial winner was Johan Price Pettersson. He managed to shoot around the track, their course, destroying pretty much everybody in sight, and taking that win. The women's elite time trial winner was Ellen van Dijk from the Netherlands. This is her second rainbow jersey now. Her first came 8 years ago. That is a long wait for a second rainbow jersey, I think it's safe to say. But I'm sure it was well worth the wait. The men's elite time trial was won by Filippo Ganna, who was the first person to double up his rainbow jersey from last year. Second is coming up. I think we all know who that is. He beat Wout van Aert merely, it was very close, but Wout van Aert managed to come second again, as he did last year, which I think is an unfortunate result for him. The mixed time trial, team time trial, was won by Germany. The second was the Netherlands, 51 minutes and 2 seconds, and Germany was 50.49. And Italy was 51 minutes and 27 seconds. They were my favourites for this event, personally, because I thought they had such a strong team with Iaro Afini, Elisa Longo-Borghini, Filippo Ganna, Mattia Sobrero. I thought they were very strong, personally, but the Netherlands had a very strong team as well, with Jos van Emden, Ellen van Dijk, and Annemiek van Vleuten. And Germany came a little under the radar with Tony Martin and Nikias Arndt.
They had Lisa Klein, Lisa Brunau, and Mikia Kruger. They were the ones who won. I think they were underdogs for that race, personally. The women's junior road race winner was Zoe Backstead, who won in a two-person sprint against Carla Smid, where she managed to take the win. It was a very good sprint. Perstrand Hanginus won the junior men's road title. He attacked alone on the final climb, and destroyed pretty much everybody. I think it's safe to say. Filippo Baroncini won the men's under 23 road race. He won in a sprint to the line and completely demolished everyone. I think it's safe to say it was an excellent finish. I watched the end of it. The women's elite was won by Elisa Balansmo, who I didn't think was expected to win. I think it was a surprise as she beat Marianne Vos in the last sprint to the finish. And the one and only Julian Alaphilippe is the last person for me to mention.
Absolutely destroyed everyone. I feel like at halfway through that race, I think we all knew who the winner was going to be when he attacked with, I think, around 58 kilometers to go. And he broke away with a few race favorites, including Wout van Aert. And then he attacked them again with about 20 km to go. He didn't get far, and he was reeled back in by his group.
With 17 km to go, he attacked for one final time to drop all everybody else and completely demolish the race and win back-to-back world titles. He's the seventh person in history to do that. The last was Peter Sagan. So he is in quite a group of very few people winning back-to-back world titles, which is unbelievable. So both the men's elite titles were back-to-backs, which I think is mind grenade moment. Unbelievable. It was a brilliant World Championships. And yeah, that wraps up this week's episode. Don't forget to leave any questions or comments you have in the comments if you're on YouTube, or using the link in the description if you listen to this on podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and click the little bell if you're on YouTube. Anyway, see you next time. Bye bye.